We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Welcome back to the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. Jake Eisenberg with you, getting you set for a 7:05 first pitch between the Richmond Flying Squirrels and the Bowie Bay Sox. No doubleheader tonight, just one game between the Squirrels and the Bay Sox. It's the third of a four-game series between these two teams, and we're now joined by Flying Squirrels lefty Garrett Williams, who came out of the bullpen last night, tossed a little in relief of Ryan Halstead in Game 2. Been coming out of the bullpen a little bit more, Garrett. That's something that you did last year, but for the most part of this year, you've been a starter. Why the move to the bullpen?
It was kind of a joint agreement between the front office and our coaching staff and I. It was a move they felt like was necessary for me to kind of better my craft, so to say. Command has obviously been an issue for me throughout my my minor league career, so they felt it was best to kind of experiment with me out of the bullpen to see how my stuff would play from there. Have been feeling really good the past couple outings with command-wise, so it seems to be working so far.
What's different about pitching out of the bullpen in those shorter stints versus starting a game every fifth day?
Just some more appearances, like you said, off the mound in a sooner, quicker amount of time. As a starter, you know, you have your start day, and then 4 days later, 5 days later, you make your next start. So there's less time in between coming out of the bullpen. Kind of a quicker, shorter recovery time to get more touches on the mound and to kind of have a better feel for your stuff from there.
When you don't know exactly when you're going to pitch, when you're not pitching every fifth day, how do you have to manage your workload and take care of your arm to make sure that you're at 100% every time you're out there?
It's a different routine, obviously. I was a bullpen guy out of college, so... And like you said, a little bit last year, so I've done both before. I feel like I've had success with both roles, and I'm confident with either one. So, like I said, it's different routines, different ways to take care of your body, and obviously the bullpen, you got to come back in a shorter amount of time, so you got to do different things to recover a little faster and keep your body healthier throughout the season.
Chatting here on the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve with lefty Garrett Williams. You mentioned the command. Is there a certain pitch that you'd like to see a little bit sharper, maybe the fastball, the curveball, or something else?
I've always felt like my off-speed command has been there for me. Obviously, you're not going to have command of all pitches every single day, so I think any of my pitches can obviously use work, but it's mainly to say fastball command is what they're trying to see out of me, and I feel like my past two bullpen appearances, I've shown that. I think last night I was 22 out of 30 for strikes, so that's definitely an improvement from the my starts from the season. So as long as I can lessen those walks and have better fastball command, I feel like it's going to help my other stuff play up, and you know, I feel confident where I'm at right now, and we'll see where it takes me.
From the outside perspective, people might think, well, it's probably a lot harder to throw a curveball for a strike than a fastball because of how the pitch moves. What is it about the delivery of the fastball versus your curveball that makes the fastball a pitch that's a little bit more tricky?
To be honest, that's still a question I'm trying to figure out myself. Ever since I was little, ever since I started throwing it, the curveball has been just a natural pitch for me, I guess. I don't know if it has something to do with the way I throw or my mechanics or something like that, or if I'm just really confident in it, but I think that's just part of maturing in my career and getting the experience under my belt and figuring out how I throw and who I am as a pitcher and trying to improve on those things and improve on my fastball command as I get older. So
what do you remember about the first time you threw a curveball, the first time you buckled somebody's knees in the batter's box?
I want to say, I don't know, I want to say I was like 10 or 11 maybe when I first started, probably nine. I probably started throwing when I was nine. Kids that age don't really have that good of a breaking ball. It kind of just, you know, spins it up there. But I feel like when I was younger, I had a pretty good breaking ball and I used it effectively. So, I mean, obviously when I was younger, I had success with it, so.
Chatting here with Garrett Williams on the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. First pitch right around the corner at 7:05 tonight. You had that curveball when you were a lot younger. You had a lot of success when you were a lot younger. It was almost 12 years ago today that you turned in one of the best performances in Little League World Series history. You pitched for the Lubbock team in the Little League World Series back in 2007. What's something about that experience, not necessarily that game, that stays with you today?
Looking back on it, being 12 years old in that kind of stage is kind of, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? It's just...
Intimidating?
Not intimidating, but it's just, it's kind of in shock, to be honest, to have that kind of exposure when you're that young. To be honest, when I was there, I don't really remember that much media, that, you know, that much exposure spotlight you get when you're 12 years old. But looking back on it, you know, to be that young and to have that many eyes on you, not only just at the games, but the people who were watching back home on TV was crazy. I think I handled it very well. I don't remember our team being, you know, anything out of the ordinary. We were pretty young for our age, and I think we're the youngest team there, to be honest, if I remember correctly. But we just had a great group of guys together. We'd been together for the past 3 or 4 years before that, playing travel ball together, and you know, things clicked when we needed them to, and we kind of put on a good run there for a while. I can't remember the exact number when. Might have been 35-1 or something like that on the season, and the only game we lost was that U.S. Championship game in the World Series. So, I mean, like I said, it's just an awesome experience. A great group of guys who set out with a goal and was able to reach it, and one of the best memories of my life so far. So,
Little League World Series, the 2019 version, starts tomorrow. What advice do you have for the kids who are going to the Williamsport for the first time or even the second time?
Enjoy it while you can. It flies by. But also remember you're there for a reason. Don't get caught up in the hype. Don't get caught up in the spotlight. You know, if you really care about the game, you know, you're there to win it, so stay focused on the game, stay focused on the opponent you're facing, and don't worry about all the outside factors, and stay within your team, and go out there and, you know, try your best to win the World Series.
Any words of wisdom on sliding down the hill on a cardboard box or something?
So that was one of the things our coach kind of tried to keep us away from the most of, wow, I said that backwards. Try to keep us away from most of the outside of the field stuff, kind of like that. After we won the last game versus Curacao, he was like, okay, now y'all can go down, slide down the hill. So, like I said, just for those kids, have fun. But remember, you're there for a reason. And then at the end of the day, if y'all get beat out or y'all win it, then you can celebrate and have fun. So.
All right, Garrett, thanks very much, and best of luck next time out there.
Yeah, no problem. Appreciate it.
We'll be right back in the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. The starting lineups are next, and then first pitch at 7:05 on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.